laboratory is equipped with many unique in-house haptic interfaces, as well as commercially available devices such as the Phantom Force Feedback System shown here. Our research projects have a common theme. They all have something to do with a better understanding of how to transmit information through the sense of touch in a more intuitive and effective manner. The following are a few highlighted projects. The sensing chair introduces a seat that feels its occupant through a layer of artificial skin. Pressure sensing is accomplished with two commercially available pressure distribution sensor sheets from TechScan Incorporated. As a new input device, the sensing chair opens up new opportunities for human-computer interactions. This is demonstrated in three scenarios. Scenario 1 is called visualization of a pressure map. As a person moves in the chair, the changing pressure distribution is visualized as terrain with picture, plain terrain profile, and as input for a dynamic image mixing and painting application. Scenario 2 demonstrates our automatic sitting posture classification algorithm. This PCA-based static posture classification system can recognize an occupant's sitting posture in real time. The system then selects an image that shows a person sitting in the corresponding posture. Scenario 3 illustrates how the sensing chair can be used as an input device for computer games. By leaning and shifting weight in a chair, a user can intuitively use his body to control the direction and speed of a virtual car. This haptic back display is designed to engage a person's back in human-computer interaction by tapping their back with an array of vibrating stimulators. In one study, we found that haptic tapping can effectively redirect a person's visual attention on a large display. Specifically, haptic cueing can reduce the time it takes a person to detect a visual change on a screen by as much as 40%. Such a haptic attentional cueing system can be beneficial to a user who must attend to information displayed within a large and complex visual display, such as the cockpit of an aircraft or the large wall display in the NASA Mission Control Room. In this study, we focus on an ordinary, everyday object, the switch, that interfaces humans to many functionalities. The way a switch feels influences our perception of the machinery that it is attached to. The goal of this project is to gain a better understanding of the perceptual attributes of switches. Specifically, the perceptual thresholds for dynamic changes in a rotary switch were evaluated in two experiments using an adaptive procedure. We found that humans are extremely sensitive to dynamic changes in the torque travel curve of a switch. These threshold data shed new insight on the design and specification of rotary switches. The tactuator is a new device developed for hearing impaired people. Our long-term goal is to enable a deaf person to receive speech by feeling the signals delivered by the tactuator. Currently, a new controller is being developed to enable the performance of the tactuator to better match the perceptual capabilities of a human hand. The nano manipulator is the haptic device being demonstrated today. This AFM setup is manufactured by Nanotech. It is a versatile scanning microscope that can scan in a variety of modes, including non-contact, contact, and tapping. Due to this level of adaptability, it can be controlled by the haptic device in real time. This optical microscope is used to manufacture nanotube samples, which are then scanned using one of our scanning probe microscopes. It provides a macro scale level of manipulation, while the nano manipulator provides a nanoscale level manipulation. Due to its ability to scan in fluids, our biological scanning needs are provided by this AFM, manufactured by Molecular Instruments. Most biological scans cannot be performed in air or in inert environments. Our ultra-high vacuum scanning probe microscope can achieve atomic resolutions due to the vacuum environment. This allows for higher resolutions than can be gained by ambient air or inert environment AFMs. This 8-cantilever system, manufactured by Digital Instruments, can provide detection of multiple analytes in fluid flows simultaneously at attogram resolution. The microscope is housed in a constant temperature light shielding box. In scanning probe microscopy, or SPM, a very small tip or probe is hovered just over a surface. This probe is then scanned across the surface in a similar manner to reading a book. A variety of interactions occur between the tip and surface. These interactions can be measured by instruments that relay this information to the microscope controller. The controller then combines all of this information into data that is used to map a surface.
The older system, all of our scans would come in as two-dimensional color maps, so it'd be like what you see on the screen. The only way that we could deal with these images would actually be to open them up later on and change them into three-dimensional models. Is a lot harder to try to deal with looking at a three-dimensional picture, which is what is more inherent to the way we observe things, than with a newer system. The newer system makes it much easier and allows us a much greater level of control and interpretation.
The ability to couple a versatile haptic interface to a scanning probe microscope to achieve accurate control of the tip is really quite exciting, because it will open a window to the nano world. This coupling produces a nanomanipulator, and we think that the nanomanipulator will have a variety of different uses, and in particular we think the application to biological properties at the nanoscale are really quite interesting and far-reaching.
Manipulating images and dealing with interfaces with the SPM are very easy with the Phantom device that we are using right now for interfacing. It is simply a robotic arm with a force feedback device. If you look at the screen and then also look at the pen, I have complete control on the appearance of the sample or the surface that I'm working with. You can also see that I can rotate the pen, and that also moves it, and then there's also the three-dimensional movement. By simply changing the cursor, you can touch the surface, as you see here. It is just like touching a surface with a pen or with your finger. You can feel the roughness. You can feel the change in elevations. We can change the feedback on this, so we can also feel how soft it is and how hard. And then, of course, there's also the hardness of the surface in general, which we can always adjust.
The long-term goal of this project is to develop a nano workbench capable of providing real-time perceptualization of the mechanical properties, such as stiffness, roughness, or friction, of a nanoscale object during positioning or manipulation. We believe this effort will lead to a better understanding of important issues in the assembly of prototype nanostructures. By bridging the nano and macro worlds with a haptic interface, a biologist will be able to precisely position, assemble, and move nanoscale objects by feeling their way with a teleoperated AFM tip.